Hello, my friends. It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. If you're new to the Morning Mindset, welcome. We are here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. That is the Scriptures. So if you have your copy of the Scriptures handy or on an app or in a physical form, get that out. We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 today. And also, if you've got a Morning Mindset journal, get that thing out. Get ready to take some notes, draw some sketches, do some things. And if you would be interested in finding a copy of the Morning Mindset journal for yourself, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/journal. And friends, I want to ask you to think about this. If you were a researcher or an archaeologist, and you came upon some discovery and you made some claim that was just earth-shaking in your particular discipline, and I came to you and I said, show me the proof for what you're claiming. What am I asking you for? Well, I'm asking you for evidence. I'm asking you for something that shows that what you're saying is indeed true. Well, today in Ephesians 1, 1 through 3, we are going to be looking at the proof that Jesus is in you. I know that's a strong statement, but I think you'll understand what I mean when we get to Ephesians 1, 1 through 3. Now, today, I want to pray before we begin, because we need the Lord's help to help us understand what it is He has to say to us and how we are to apply it to our lives. Lord Jesus, I am asking you to give us insight into your power, your strength, your discipline that is to inhabit and dwell us so that we can live according to the truths we're going to learn today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, get out those Bibles, those journals. Let's go to Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus, and he says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Now, we talked about all that in the last few episodes. We're going to go on in verse 2. He says, with all humility and gentleness. We're going to stop right there. Friends, I'm going to say something very bold to you here, and this is not an idea that's original with me. This idea comes from a pastor named Andrew Murray, who lived in the 1800s, and he wrote a book called Humility. And what he says is that humility is not just a quality that we are to grow in our life. It's not just a characteristic of who we should be as Christians. Humility is the foundation. It's like the mother quality that every other quality moves out of. And he says humility in our lives is the proof that we are actually followers of Jesus. It's the proof that He lives in us. Now, why would He say that? Well, the reason He says that is because if you look at the life of Jesus, what did Jesus have to do to become our Savior? He had to humble Himself. He had to come down to this stinking earth. We're going to hear about that in a few days in one of these episodes. He had to come down to this sorry planet and live among us. Can you imagine any greater expression of humility? Can you imagine the King of Kings, the one who rules the universe and holds it all together, agreeing to become a little zygote, an embryo growing in a woman's womb, and doing that out of love for us, doing that out of commitment to His Father's glorious plan? That's exactly what Jesus did, and He continues in that humility by living a full human life here on planet Earth, doing so in a way that glorifies His Father, not Himself, doing so in a way that equips us and empowers us to be His disciples, doing so with always in mind the purpose of serving others. Friends, humility was the heartbeat of Jesus and still is. So if He lives inside of us, humility has got to show in our lives. So here's where our struggle comes, isn't it? We may look at our lives, and most of us probably will look at our lives and say, man, I see all kinds of pride. I see all kinds of lack of humility. Does that mean that Jesus doesn't live in me? Not necessarily. What it may mean is that you haven't understood up until this point how big of a deal humility is and how you need to cast yourself fully on the person of Jesus and pray and plead and seek every day for Him to fill you with humility. When Paul begins to describe the manner worthy of the calling to which we've been called, the first thing he brings up is humility. And it's because humility is the very spirit of Jesus. Humility will prove that Jesus lives in us, and the world will take notice. Oh, dear God, we ask you to fill us up with the power of Jesus, with the spirit of humility that only he has. He's the only one who's ever lived this Christian life the way it should be lived. And you're calling us to live in a manner worthy of that calling. You're telling us to take upon ourselves humility and gentleness, and we want that, Lord. So show us how to live it out today in the workplace, in our homes, in our schools, wherever we are. In Jesus' name, amen. One of my greatest desires for the Morning Mindset is that those of you who listen who are not sure if you are a believer in Jesus Christ or not will become sure. Friends, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to make you aware that we've created a Morning Mindset journal. It's like a companion to the daily episodes that you can use to take notes, write out your thoughts, and even script out prayers to God as you learn through the content we share on the Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/journal to get your copy.